Lesson 23, Section 1, A, Dialogue 1.
Could I have my bill, please?
Yes, sir. One moment, please.
Could you kindly explain this to me? What is item 6?
Perhaps I could go through it for you. The first item is the cover charge. Number 2 is the beer. Then your starter, your main course, and the vegetables. The main course was $4.50, not $3.50, so item 6 is the difference.
Oh, I see. But how would I expect to know that?
Yes, sir, they are a bit hard to follow sometimes. Number 8 is your dessert, and number 9 is cigarettes. Oh, and number 7 is your second beer.
And what about the service? Is that included?
Yes, that's marked down here. 10% service.
Good. Thank you. Now, can you take my credit card?
I'm afraid we don't accept credit cards.
Oh, dear. What about a cheque with a banker's card?
Yes, sir. That'll be all right.
B. Dialogue 2.
Can you bring me the bill, please?
Certainly, sir.
I think there's been a mistake.
I'm sorry, sir. What seems to be the trouble?
I think you have charged me twice for the same thing. Look, the figure of $5.50 appears here, and then again here.
I'll just go and check it for you, sir. Yes, sir, you're quite right. The cashier made a mistake. I think you'll find it correct now.
Thank you.
We do apologize about this, sir.
Oh, that's all right. No harm done. And now, can I pay by traveler's checks?
Certainly, sir. We'll give you the change in local currency, if that's all right.
Oh, you needn't worry about that. There won't be much change out of $25.
Thank you, sir. That's most kind of you.
C. Corny restaurant jokes.
Waiter, there's a fly in my soup.
Shh! Don't talk too loud. Everyone will want one.
Waiter, there's a fly in my soup.
There's a spider on the bread.
You'll catch it.
What's this fly doing in my soup?
I think it's doing the backstroke, sir.
There's a dead fly swimming in my soup.
That's impossible.
A dead fly can't swim. There's a dead fly in my soup.
Yes, sir. It's the hot liquid that kills them.
Waiter, there's a fly in my soup.
Yes, sir. We give extra meat rations on Fridays.
Waiter, there's a fly in my soup.
Oh, don't worry, sir. There's no extra charge.
Section 2. A. On the London bus.
A strange thing happened to Henri yesterday. He was on a bus and wanted to get off. So he stood up and rang the bell. To make sure the driver heard him, he rang it twice. But the bus didn't stop, and the conductor came and shouted at him. The conductor was so annoyed and spoke so fast that Henri didn't understand a word. The bus stopped at the next bus stop, and Henri got off. As he got off, he heard someone say,
I think he's a foreigner.
When Henri got home, he told his landlady about the incident. How many times did you ring the bell? She asked. Twice, said Henri. Well, that's the signal for the driver to go on, his landlady explained. Only the conductor is allowed to ring the bell twice. That's why he got so annoyed. Henri nodded. I see, he said.
B. At the travel agency.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can I help you?
Yes, we're thinking of going on holiday somewhere, but we're not sure where.
I see. What sort of holiday did you have in mind?
Oh, lots of sunbathing.
So you'd like somewhere warm,
but not too warm.
Yes, as sunny as possible.
And are you interested in the nightlife at all?
Yes. It'd be nice if there were some good discos and clubs we could go to.
Oh, no. Surely that's what we're trying to get away from.
Well, What do you mean? We never go out at all, so how could we get away from it?
Well, what's the point of going somewhere where there are lots of people, just like here?
Could I just ask what sort of price you want to pay?
Oh, as cheap as possible.
Oh. What do you mean? We want a top hotel.
We can't afford it.
Of course we can. We've been saving up all year.
We can't afford it, dear.
Just a minute, please. I think I can make a suggestion. Why don't you try the south of France? Then one of you can go to the beach, and the other can walk in the mountains.
That sounds like a good idea. And there are some good hotels there.
Oh.
No. There are too many English people there.
Well, then at least we'd have someone to talk to.
But there's no point in going abroad to meet English people there.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Yes?
Well, my wife and I have the same trouble as you. I like hot, lively places, and she prefers a bit of peace and quiet. And we always disagree about how much to spend. We usually split up and go to different places. But this year, I've got a better idea.
What's that?
Well, I could go on holiday with you, and you could go with my wife.
That's an interesting idea.
Well, I'm not so sure.
Look, why don't you come round now and meet my wife, and we can see what we can arrange.
See, at the customs.
Everything will be all right.
I hope you know what you're doing.
Good morning, sir, madam. Just returning from a holiday, are you?
That's right.
How long have you been abroad?
2 weeks.
Yes, not very long. Not long enough to buy anything, anyway.
I see. Have you got anything to declare?
I'm sorry, I don't really know what you mean.
Harry!
Come on, sir, I'm sure you know what I mean. Have you got anything to declare?
Well, yes. I would like to declare that I love my wife.
Oh, Harry, you've never said that before.
Well, it's true. It's just that I've never been able to tell you before.
And I love you too.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I must ask you whether you have any goods to declare.
Ah, well, I do have a record player, a fridge, and something for my wife's birthday that I'd rather not tell you about.
Harry! And I thought you'd forgotten again.
Oh, of course not, dear.
What I want to know, sir, is whether you have any goods in that bag that I should know about.
Well, let's have a look. We've got some bars of soap, a tube of toothpaste, clothes, a jar of cream.
I only want to know if you have anything liable for tax, like cigarettes, perfumes, or bottles of anything.
Well, we do have a bottle of shampoo.
Okay. I've had enough. You can go.
You mean that's it?
Please go away.
Come on, Harry. He just told us we could go.
Oh!
Just a minute. May I see that jewelry, please?
Oh, my God. You great clumsy idiot.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
You never do anything right. I don't know why I married you in the first place.
But, Harry, you just said you loved me.
Not anymore.
And now, what have you got to declare, sir?
D. The smuggler.
Sam Lewis was a customs officer. He used to work in a small border town. It wasn't a busy town, and there wasn't much work. The road was usually very quiet, and there weren't many travellers. It wasn't a very interesting job, but Sam liked an easy life. About once a week, he used to meet an old man. His name was Draper. He always used to arrive at the border early in the morning in a big truck. The truck was always empty. After a while, Sam became suspicious. He often used to search the truck, but he never found anything. One day, he asked Draper about his job. Draper laughed and said, "I'm a smuggler." Last year, Sam retired. He spent his savings on an expensive holiday. He flew to Bermuda and stayed in a luxury hotel. One day, he was sitting by the pool, and opposite him he saw Draper drinking champagne. Sam walked over to him.
"Hello there."
"Hi."
"Do you remember me?"
"Yes, of course I do. You're a customs officer.
Well, I used to be, but I'm not anymore. I retired last month. I often used to search your truck.
But you never found anything.
No, I didn't. Can I ask you something?
Of course you can.
Were you a smuggler?
Of course I was.
But the truck was always empty. What were you smuggling?
Trucks.
E. Missing children.
The first thing they do is to put out an APB, and this goes to all the police stations in the country. Next, we contact the hospitals. Often, the person we're looking for has been in an accident. Then we might try parents, friends, or relatives they might be with. We try to follow their movements and to find the last person they saw or were with. Then we try the media. We put photographs in local or national papers, especially papers they might read. There are other things we can do. Put posters in places they might be, go on television. Here in America, there's a magazine in which there are photographs of missing children. This is often the last hope. Of course, with nearly 2 million missing children every year, we can't do all these things for everyone. We haven't got the time, the money, or the staff.
Section 3. Dictation.
Are you a morning person or an evening person? That's the question. When do you work best? For me, the answer is easy. I work best in the morning. All my creative work is done before lunchtime. I get up at about 8. And then have breakfast. I listen to the radio a bit and read the papers. Then I start. Usually I work from 9 or 9:30 until 12, but after that I'm useless. On a good day, I write 1,500 words or more. Sometimes 2,000 words in the morning. Then, after lunch, I go for a walk or read. In the evening, I like to relax, go to the pub or go out and meet people. If you're a writer, you need self-discipline. But if you're tired, it shows. The mind and body must be fresh.